of all, I want to welcome it. I went away for a few days' break with the family and I missed the announcement by Gary Shikona. I welcome this announcement first and foremost. I suppose traditionally, pleas like this would fall on deaf ears, but it shows the value of having a minister in the county. But I want to thank Joe Boland and the Public Participation Network for pushing this from day one. He chairs and represents 686 groups in the county. They've also been raising this, as well as myself, when they came to me back on the 29th of June, invited the minister in and to ask questions. And Minister James Brown came in and met me in the Senate on the 29th of June. And I suppose some things I outlined at that stage was the fact that two-thirds of Donegal was getting insufficient cover, and that the proposed Donegal Sligo Leitrim division was insufficient, not good enough for an area like Donegal. And that two-thirds represented roughly the size of Sligo Leitrim, and pleaded that Donegal would be made part of the review that was taking place in relation to Mayo and Roscommon. And also outlined the fact that Milford was losing superintendent, and with that it'll lose other services and numbers as well. And I also referred on the day the fact that drugs were being brought up in freehold through by air and by sea. We've seen incidents since Fannethead and Hornhead that backed that up and done our case no harm. But we're not getting the numbers we need to police Donegal, and particularly in summer months when the Wild Atlantic Way is doing so well, when there's so many more people around the policing numbers. So I suppose it's a bit of a guarded welcome at this stage, Donna Marie. We'll see what happens in relation to guarded numbers. There needs to be better guarded numbers in West Donegal, North and South West Donegal, to ensure we get the kind of cover we need, and we'll keep on this until that happens.
Many people will hear about Milford losing their superintendent and think back to the Glenties district 10 years ago. And many say that while there were promises made for that district, they weren't followed through on.
Yeah, I recall that and remember that. And I suppose that's why it's a guarded welcome at this stage. I need to see more detail. I'm not satisfied yet where we're going. I need to get more clarity of what the plans are for Donegal. And I suppose, in some regards, it's maybe early days even for that yet. The first battle's won, but there's more battles to fight ahead, and we'll keep that done anyway.